Moncrief on News Talk.
You'll know what a milestone is. Now there are inch stones, celebrations of small incremental achievements that may or may not be part of a path towards something bigger. Do such things need celebrating? Are we fast approaching a point where we spend more time celebrating things rather than actually doing things? Barbara Holmes reports.
Coming in for my run now. And the shoes coming off. I didn't go far, but it felt like an achievement. A few months ago, I ran a half marathon, a milestone which was well celebrated. I've barely gone out running again, and putting on my runners today was a lot more daunting than when I was heading to the start line of my big run in May. I spoke to counselling psychologist and TU Dublin lecturer Leslie Shoemaker to find out why that is.
Inchstones are a really interesting concept based in psychology. This is not a TikTok fad. And it's about looking at where we've come from. Whereas milestones are that goal in the distance that we're looking at.
And would you encourage people to celebrate those inchstones? Is it good to be looking at them?
Yeah, I definitely think so. It's a nice reminder of, yeah, I can do that. It isn't about going out and, you know, buying yourself a pint or an ice cream or having a party with your friends. Sometimes that celebration is just taking a step back for ourselves and going, job well done, fair play, nice work.
And what's happening in our minds when we acknowledge and celebrate small victories?
We're building up our self-esteem. We're taking that moment to give ourselves a little bit of acknowledgement, because you know what, we as humans, we hold ourselves to a standard we would never hold anybody else. In other words, we are our own worst critics. So we have great compassion for everybody but ourselves. So by celebrating inchstones and eventually a milestone, we're being kind to ourselves. We're also recognizing that we're capable. And I think that's so important, because we're so quick at cutting ourselves down. And here's the reality. The standards that we hold ourselves to, nobody else would hold us to those standards.
So is there a lot of research being done in this area?
Well, it's actually built on classic psychology research, but like a guy named Albert Bandura, love his stuff. But in 2019, we have two researchers, Teresa Amiable and Stephen Kramer, who came up with the progress principle. That's a really good example of how it's used in the business world. And they based their research in the business world. They looked at work diaries. They had people tracking their progress, not of them just of themselves, but of the people around them, their colleagues. So it was over 2,000 people across 7 different companies. And that was how they compiled their research and came up with this whole idea of the progress principle.
So how do you get the balance right? At what point does it tip over into, say, self-indulgence? And at what point does it continue to benefit you to celebrate small victories?
Yeah, forgive me. I'm that person who's not thrilled with social media. And you know what? If you're getting on social media going, aren't I wonderful? I just did this little inchstone. It's like, come on, really? You know, let's keep some moments private. That self-indulgence bit is just, I'm great. I'm wonderful. And I start wondering, what's the motivation then of what you're doing? Is it to brag, or is it for you to build a new skill?
Last year, Helen Reddy set a goal of taking part in a triathlon to celebrate her milestone 60th birthday. 2 weeks after completing it, she was diagnosed with HER2 positive breast cancer, which completely changed her perspective on what constitutes a milestone. We're on Portmarnock Beach, where she trains for Breast Cancer Ireland's upcoming Very Pink Run.
So I did the Very Pink Run in 2024 as a fundraiser for a friend of mine. She was going through breast cancer, and last year I actually did it as a breast cancer patient. I walked the course. It was very emotional. I think I was more aware of what was the whole purpose of the event last year, and then I was very proud to be asked to be a patient ambassador for this year's Very Pink Run, and that's what I'm looking forward to now on the 29th of August.
And how does it feel to be able to achieve these goals despite everything you've been through in the last 2 years?
I feel strong, and I'm delighted each time I get something done. I go, okay, I got that done. And I'm grateful I just feel grateful that I'm able to do them. It's just, I like every time I do something, I go, oh God, I'm so glad I was able to do that today, and that I had the strength to be able to do. And I know not everybody does have the strength, and the cancer and chemo affects people in so many different ways. And for me, my fitness was so important to me. I'm very, very grateful that I can keep it going.
And has going through the treatment changed your perspective on what constitutes a milestone?
Yeah, absolutely. I would have said, oh, I'm going to do the triathlon. And now, like 4 weeks later, just getting out for a walk on the beach, that was a milestone. Just going for a coffee, that was a milestone. And you just build up from that.
And focusing on those smaller achievements, was that important to you?
Yeah, I think it was as important as the bigger events, because, again, and coming back to just doing something normal, something that I would have done before, maybe it wasn't as easy this time doing it, but going back and doing it, I say, okay, I'm moving away from this Helen with breast cancer to Helen doing her normal weekly thing, like going for a walk on the beach.
Like Helen, we all have our ultimate goals, our own Mount Everests. Achieving those milestones, of course, have to come with smaller victories along the way. To discuss how important those are, there's no better person than somebody who has summited Everest itself twice, Pat Falvey.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like that they just see it, the big achievement, and then they don't give themselves credit, because when you give yourself credit for each and every single step you take along the way in the planning, well, then that makes you more confident as well, so that by the time you get to the big objective, you know, it becomes natural for you to succeed. In other words, when I got to the top of Everest or walked to the South Pole or crossed Greenland, in other words, it was just another thing to do, even though that they were the initial objectives, which will give focus. But you must remember to celebrate along the way. And the other side of it as well, like I always believe, you know, sometimes the big goal that you have, if you just focus on it, it never becomes enjoyable if you miss it. So it has to be like the planning of the journey. In other words, like for me, like when it started, it was like climbing Carn Tool, going to Scotland, doing Ben Nevis, going to the Alps, you know, doing the likes of Mont Blanc and the Eiger and lots of the other ones, and then onto the seven continents. And then by the time I got to Everest, which was my original focus, do you know what I mean? It just became natural for it to happen. And you know what happens when that happens? You say, what's next?
Now, to a lot of people, your Inchstone, Carn Tool, is a huge milestone. You have different scale to most of us. Do you ever celebrate yourself just getting to the end of a really tough day or a really tough meeting? What's your smallest Inchstone that you yourself would celebrate?
Well, getting to the end of the day and being happy and gratified about what I've done. Do you know what I mean? I suppose my Buddhist philosophy would show me that everything is important and to have gratitude for everything I do. So by having gratitude, you know, like today, like, you know, I had a tiring weekend. I just got back from Pakistan. And today, like, I'm grand. So I'd be gratified tonight for just getting to the end of the day, having had a good day, and say, oh my God, it's good to be alive. And when you get to 70, I assure you, like in my game, like over 50 climbers I've climbed with have died. So I was just outside in Pakistan. We were just at the end of an avalanche where 10 people were swept away. So like I go like with gratitude every day, thank you for me being alive.
Do you ever worry that if we're celebrating everything, then things stop being special?
Well, I didn't say celebrate everything. I said be grateful for everything. The thing about it is you're going to decide, like if you have a birthday, you're going to celebrate your birthday because you're getting older. Like I'm 70, like, and I can't wait to be 80. But I know like that every day that I live, I'm grateful for being alive, because I would carry a couple of conditions which mightn't let me be there till I'm 80. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm gratified that, in other words, that I'm alive. And then when I get to do something, I celebrate it. And as I'm back from Pakistan, like I celebrate the fact that I can do it and that I have been there. And I said, yes, I've got there. And I had the tenacity to go for it.
And there's a strong appetite for marking the little moments. When fitness influencer Lucy Mountain's motivation to go to the gym disappeared, she created a star chart for herself and then started selling them online. Her silly little star charts, as she calls them, can be used to track things like going to the gym, quitting smoking and reading new books. They proved an instant hit, and now the business is her full-time job.
I think it's a reaction to the sort of glitzy social media people doing, like higher rocks competitions and marathons or whatever. I think a lot of people, they focus on the end goal, especially with things like fitness or, you know, even like quitting smoking. It's you always focus on like what you want the outcome to be. But there's a reason why so many of us struggle with actually like doing the things we say we want to do. And I think a lot of that comes down to just losing momentum and losing motivation, whereas the charts, you know, they're just gold stars, but the momentum of it and it being like a daily ritual, or, you know, however often you're doing the thing, it just keeps you on track.
Have you had any backlash for selling star charts to adults?
The main critique that I've had is that some people have said that it's very infantilizing. And I think already there's a lot of conversations around like the infantilization of millennial women. And there are really valid and important conversations to be had around leaning too much into that sort of childlike space. But at the same time, I just think it's a habit tracker. You know, it works for not everyone, but it works really well for a specific group of people, and it's just completely harmless. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, if some people don't get it and they're just like, why would I get this? And but that's because it's not for you.
So from a gold star sticker for going to the gym to summiting Ireland's highest mountain, inch stones and how we mark them vary from person to person, but what does seem consistent is how important they are to so many.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.